This is Leo Baybue for KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio. It is the last week of June of 2023, and that means we're days away from what we've all been waiting a year for. This is the return of Heritage Days. I know Cheryl Sundstrom, probably as the organizing force behind our Heritage Days in Two Harbors, probably has ambivalent thoughts sometimes about the flipping of the pages of the calendar. It's getting closer.
Sometimes,
it's getting closer,
yeah.
Cheryl.
It's like, yeah, what are we, like 9 days away now?
Oh, it's like a countdown at NASA now then.
Yeah, you know, Heritage Days never ends for me though. There's activity every month, organizing it and getting things together and getting groups together. And it makes it a lot easier when it comes down to the date to have it all organized by December. So typically that's my goal, is to have everything organized by December. We make our vendor applications go live beginning of January. This year we were overwhelmed with vendor applications. So we actually had to cut it off the end of March. We don't have anywhere to put them down there.
Oh, my.
It's a problem, but it's a good problem.
I guess we're lucky to have gotten a space and a prime location with our dunk tank, because I sure wouldn't want to have been down in the dark alley somewhere. But I guess there are all good booth spots
they
at Heritage Days. There are no bad ones. Right?
Some are more picturesque than the others. You know, you can see the ships coming
in. I like a view of the lake myself.
Oh,
yeah.
I do too.
So, Cheryl, I guess it's supposed to be on automatic pilot at this point, but I bet your text, emails, and phone light up pretty regularly with business.
You know, ironically, today was the day. It just has been nonstop. I turned my phone off when I came in here so we wouldn't be disturbed.
Oh, thank you, because it also makes little tweedling noises on the microphone. So, excellent practice. Thanks. So, we have to go through our annual question about what year of Heritage Days this is. How many, if we, you know, allow for the fact that in 2020 we had a bye year for the pandemic, we still don't exactly know, do we?
No, we don't have a real clue. Somebody told me that it was over 30 years, and I had mentioned that. So then I was asked, well, is this the 31st year? But I don't know for sure. So I think it'd be a great Jeopardy question if anybody could get the actual answer
to that
question.
So can you remind me, though, that the railroad days that are lumped in as being essentially part of the Heritage Days history, was that before that 30-year period?
Yes.
Okay.
Before it was named Heritage Days, it was railroad days.
All right.
There were sidewalk days before that, but it wasn't to the scale that Heritage Days is. I really don't know. Me, myself, only moving here in 2007, I don't know how long it had gone on, but anybody you talk to in town is like, oh, Heritage Days has been here forever. So I don't know how long forever is, but it's probably over 30 years anyway.
So maybe an easier question is how many years have you been a highly active volunteer for Heritage Days?
Since 2008.
Well, you didn't waste much time moving right into I don't even know what to call your position.
Oh,
you are the
chairman.
Woman on the spot.
Yeah, okay. We'll take that.
As Harry Truman would say, the buck stops here with
that's
you.
That's it. Yep, problem solver or whatever. You know, they got a problem, they just call me.
So, we'll Cheryl, see. I guess we should just get down to brass tacks, because we always run long in these fun interviews, but let us start at the very beginning, I guess. Heritage Days gets underway really on the Thursday?
Yes. Kind of a misconception. Everybody thinks it's 3 days. But we do start on the Thursday this year, July the 6th. It doesn't start until the evening, but Two Harbors City Band, that's been going on forever, has the concert in the park, and that is in conjunction with Heritage Days. There's the free ice cream social down there. It's also the day for kids. We have our kitty parade down there. This year is being sponsored by the American Legion Women's Auxiliary. And the kids' games, after the parade, they go down into the park there, get their free ice cream, and play some games and stuff like that. Sometimes there's face painters. There's a couple of different groups that set up tents down there and stuff like that. Everything pretty much on Thursday is free and open to the public.
So the kiddies, they embark on their, I don't know if it's a very short block-long parade,
but where
does it go from and to?
Where is it? About 6:15 p.m., we ask that all kids, any ages, line up at the corner of 1st Avenue and 7th Street by the Moose, and then we, at 6:30 promptly, have them go. We got to jump out of the way quick because, you know, most of them are on bikes and little motors. You know, things have gotten really cool lately. You know, these little power motor vehicles that they have now are remote controlled by the parents.
Oh, so like electric recharge battery motors.
Yes.
Sort of like a a kid's version of an e-bike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
wow.
Here they are, you know, the kids are waving and they're driving. And I thought, last year I was just like clueless. I didn't know they made these things remote controlled. And I watched this one little girl. She was only not even 2 years old. And she just went right on down to the park. Like she just knew the area like the back of her hand. And I was like, well, my gosh.
There's a skeptic in me that's wondering about what happens when the remote control goes off. But
you see a lot of pushing. We don't have many tow trucks. But but anyway, the kids are real quick about it. They know that there's ice cream at the end. They know there's games at the end. So they're real quick. The parade is over and done in 10 minutes from beginning to end.
Parade is over and done. There's kids are getting free ice cream.
Yeah. Anybody can get free ice cream.
And that's before there is an ice cream giveaway at the concert.
Right.
Sounds like ice cream day in Two Harbors.
Yeah,
kind of
an ice cream day. Excellent. And that's also the same day that the medallion hunt starts at Dairy Queen.
Okay.
So you can go to Dairy Queen and get your clues.
And that medallion hunt is going on throughout the weekend.
Throughout the weekend, unless it's found. Once it's found, it's done.
That's the end.
Yeah.
And how does word get out? I guess it gets out on social media, I bet.
It's usually on the Dairy Queen social media pages. They usually have clues up there at Dairy Queen.
Okay.
They've had them on their sign in the past. And
okay, but so be observant, folks, and you might be able to
$100 prize
to win
the
that prize.
Yeah.
And so we've got that going on with a kind of a soft launch on Thursday night. Fun things, and as you said, at no cost. And then Friday things kick into another gear.
Well, Thursday night we also have the car cruise, the classic car
cruise. Well, that's
important.
I'm sorry. Let's back up the car for that.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
They cruise through and go past the band shell, and all the classic cars that will be in the car show on Saturday then are usually there parading through on Thursday. The helicopter rides.
There we go.
The
you
chopper.
Can't see it, folks, but Cheryl's making copter gestures, and I'm interpreting.
The helicopter rides start downtown, too, below the depot. So that kind of kicks off Thursday, and then we go to Friday.
We hit the ground with I know folks are setting up for the very large exhibit portion of, I don't know what you even call your exhibit area. I like to call it almost the midway. Call
in a way, yeah. I mean, there, you know, there's all the bounce houses for the kids. And last year they brought a barrel train with them, and the kids loved that barrel train. They would take them for rides all around the depot and bring them back to start. The kids really like that. I understand there's this local radio station that's going to have a dunk tank this year.
We're getting wet for a good cause, and we're still looking, Cheryl, for 3 or 4 more volunteers to fill in the gaps, and you could become famous, notorious.
For getting wet.
For getting wet. And we'd encourage you, you know, if you're going to do that, you might as well bring all of your fans, your family and friends, and you can see who's really your friend by
right.
who dunks you the most.
Right. That would be interesting, to say the least. If I could climb up, I would do it. I'd probably drown.
You just have to be 16 or older. Boy, we'd welcome you to give us a call at the station at 218-595-6195. But that's self-serving. Let's get back to everybody else who's setting up. Often they're being set up now on Thursday evening.
Yes, Thursday evening.
To be ready
evening.
For opening.
Right.
Yeah.
Thursday evening, most of the tents will be up, all the vendors. This year has been a phenomenal year. We have 75 vendors this year. And
that's a record?
It's a record. Well, it's not a record. We've had 90 in the past when we've had it in a different location, when we had it up by the band shell 1 year.
Oh, I see.
But that was awful tight.
Yeah.
But this is a record for downtown. It's 75 vendors. Some are double spaced. There just wasn't any more room. I mean, we had to cut off the list. We have a waiting list of dozens of people. And sorry to everybody that couldn't get in. But, you know, if we get a cancellation, we do call on the waiting list. I did call somebody today.
So it's an interesting question, though. Are the people that are booked for this year, they're not automatic for next year? There's another queue for next year?
Yeah.
Just for people to keep in mind when they should get their entries in.
We will make our online application available in January. It'll be on the city website. Our parade application is also on the city website. The sooner you fill it out, the better. And like I said, this year we had to cut it off the end of March because we were full already. So like I said, the quicker you can get it in, it will be available in January. It's almost available now, but we're not going to post it this quick.
Okay. On Friday morning at 10 a.m., everything is open for business.
Everything is open for business. All the vendors are open. The food booths are open, which we have some new food booths this year. Shaved ice. Oh, we're praying for nice weather. I felt sorry for the poor people that had sold ice cream last year. They didn't make very much in profits.
That is a risk in this particular region of the country. You never know when it's going to be a good ice cream day. It's always a good ice cream day to me, Cheryl, but then again, I like it cold. So, but if I go in that dunk tank, I may not want my ice cream. Let's put it that way.
This is true. And the helicopter rides continue. And
they
then
do.
Friday evening, of course, will be packed with the street dance.
Well, but not to mention the fact that in addition to these booths, these vendors, exhibitors, that there's entertainment all through the day, right? Leading up to that street dance.
Yes, we have entertainment on our downtown stage by the community center all day long. There's different musicians that are going to be performing on stage. And, of course, the Thugs will be there, the Two Harbors Ukulele Group. And then the ever-famous, world-famous Ludafisk toss.
What can you actually say that is kind of embarrassing and exciting at the same time?
Well, don't get hit with a fish because you might not smell very good afterwards. They're frozen to begin with, but not so much at the end of it.
It makes it so that if it's a cold afternoon, it won't maybe be as ripe. But when it is warm, Al Anderson has observed that there's a beautiful rainbow effect from the water melting off the lye-treated cod as it flies through the air with the greatest of ease.
Yes, and those competition is fierce. You got to be there. You got to watch that.
Yes, the Norwegians and the Swedes have a grudge match each and every year. You know, there's sometimes new people added to the mix because the team that lost last year has to try to find a new winning formula. So
right. Right.
We'll be broadcasting it all live on the air if all goes well, if all the plugs plug in. And so being there, though, there is nothing quite like being there for the excitement. So
true.
It's usually kind of a standing room only event.
It is. It's quite a draw for the crowds. And sometimes you get a news camera down there from the TV stations, and they're trying to catch the fish while they're in the air. It doesn't always make its appearance on TV.
It's hard to track, harder than tracking a baseball at Target Field, I think.
Correct.
But yeah. I've actually lost track of who won last year, and you might know, Cheryl, but each year it's like a rebirth of this incredible rivalry.
It is. And I don't keep track because I know I would make a mistake if I said it was the Norwegians and then the Swedes would be calling me. No.
Whoever it is, it has at least a one match losing streak, and you can bet they'll be bent on redemption.
Revenge. Yes.
I'm calling it redemption, but revenge. Sure.
Okay. Sometimes the costumes are fantastic, too. I mean, you know, a lot of the participants will dress up for this event.
There might be some horned helmets on some heads. Well, anyway, Cheryl, there are some very serious quality entertainers followed by this incredible event that Thug comes on, does a really nice set of music, which leads right into this Nordic rivalry. And then by evening, you said we have the street dance. Can you remind us what that is going to be on Friday?
Dance. This year, the stage is going to be over on First Avenue at Waterfront, which is the opposite end of where it was last year.
Okay.
Or the last few years, actually. We used to do back and forth. One year it would be at one end and one year at the other end. And it got to the point the band was complaining a little bit because the sun was in their face when they would start. So
sensitive musicians, eh?
Wouldn't you know it, this year we didn't get the stage that has the roof on it. So we're just back to an old flatbed out there. Thank you to JBL Trucking, by the way, for donating the use of that stage or that flatbed for a stage. The sun will be in the musician's face this year.
That's why those musicians always have those super dark sunglasses,
Among
many reasons.
Yep, That's it. And then, of course, you know, all the class reunions. There's so many class reunions that come down there and celebrate. The last few years, the block has just been full.
Last year, I was pretty sure that was the most people that had ever been in one place in Two Harbors ever, but maybe not. Maybe it's like that all the time.
It's been like that the last couple of years.
I was blown away.
We'll see what happens this year. It's going to be the Northwoods Band again. They're the hometown crowd favorite, so they will be back for their 3.5-hour show.
I was going to ask you when it commences, because I know they'll play as long until somebody unplugs the sound system.
we haven't really had complaints from any of the people that live in those little upstairs apartments. Oftentimes we just see them hanging out and watching and waving out the windows and stuff like that, trying to take pictures. But it's supposed to be a 3.5-hour gig. It's supposed to start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 10.
Anybody that pays attention to ordinances, I don't know if it's an official ordinance that street sounds end at 10.
But I don't know. I'll have to play dumb on that one.
I didn't ask the question and you didn't answer it.
No.
Sure. That's fine. they have stamina. That's what I'll say about those young bands. No matter what else you think of them, they put on a long and energetic show. So
yes, they do.
That gives people plenty of time to go have dinner and still come back and catch the street dance.
Still catch a few more. And there will be a couple of food vendors that move down there for the night, too.
Okay.
Just so that there is availability of food.
So are there things in addition happening all weekend? For instance, we have, I'm wondering about tours of the Edna G. I don't know when that
Friends
runs.
Of the Edna G will be doing tours on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Sunday will be from noon to 4, and Saturday will be from 10 till 4. Okay. I don't have any other details, but you just go on we down to the Edna G, and I think you get your tickets right there.
Okay. That's fun, too. Anything new this year on Friday we should know about?
Not so much on Friday.
Well, let's
Historical Society is going to be doing their Keep the Light Lit campaign throughout the weekend. So they'll start more or less on Friday with they'll have a table downtown. Thursday, they'll also have a table up at the band shell with their T-shirts and that, trying to keep the light lit for the lighthouse.
I thought we had had good news that they had reached one of their goals, so I'm going to have to check on the status there. I was amazed and thrilled, but once you've actually paid to buy a new light, then you have to have operational costs to run it, because there's a fair electric bill.
A little bit.
A radio station kind of knows about that. So, yes. So, Cheryl, let us lead into the busyness of Saturday at Heritage Days.
Saturday is Run Ragged Day. Cheryl starts awful early in the morning on Saturday, getting the parade route marked. Please, this year, being a non-election year, we have a huge parade. We have 70 entries in the parade. We have 9 class reunions in the parade this year.
Oh, that's a doozy.
It's a big parade for it not being a political year for parade.
Wow. So, and what direction are we going in this year, if I might just preview that?
We're the same as we were last year as far as location and...
Because I thought we made a big turn of the parade staging and direction a couple of years ago.
We did, and it will remain probably forever now.
We found a sweet spot here that we can stick with.
Yeah, it works a lot better. The road is wider. We can utilize some of the streets along Lakeview Park to stage vehicles.
So just to remind folks who may have been absent for a couple of years, the parade is stepping off and going in what direction
Start at First Avenue and Park Road.
Okay.
And then it proceeds up First Avenue to 7th Street.
All right.
And then 7th Street down to 6th Avenue.
That's one block shy of Highway 61.
Correct. Highway 61 will be blocked.
And is that the terminus? Is that the conclusion?
That is the end.
You've had a lot of parade by then.
Yeah, you've had plenty. And, well, I know we talked about it earlier, but get your chairs out early if you want a good location to view it from. There should be some fun things in there this year.
And anybody new to this annual festival in Two Harbors needs to find out about the placing a chair tradition, because it is something. Be there very early.
Very early. Maybe Friday night after the street dance. You might want to put a few chairs out.
Yeah.
Mark your location.
It is a true, unique signature of Two Harbors that we have the staging of the chairs event. It's an unofficial event in Heritage Days, isn't it?
It's a big draw. It really is a big draw. There's thousands and thousands of people that come from all over.
So the parade is at 1 p.m.?
1 p.m. sharp.
And
starts.
It ends when 70, did you say 79?
70.
70.
Yeah. It just depends. People ask if Marty's Golden Heirs from Bessemer, Michigan will be coming again. Yes, they will be
here.
Well,
of course I was going to ask that next.
Well, good.
Yeah, thank you.
The Eveleth Clown Band will be here again.
Oh, great.
And the Ghostbusters, don't forget the Ghostbusters will be here. So can't forget the Ghostbusters. But yeah, I'm anticipating of at least an hour and a half for the parade from start to finish. It's been as long as 2 hours in the past. It depends on how fast the groups move when they get going. So,
right. And there sometimes could be a bottleneck.
Yeah, sometimes, because like Marty's Golden Heirs will stop and play and things like that. So sometimes it takes a little longer then. Everybody wants to be at, believe it or not, the end of the parade. And I can only have one end. So sometimes there is a bottleneck because they wanted to be at the end, and I can't put them exactly at the end. But, and this year we have a Canadian float joining us. It will be at the beginning of the parade. It's the Moving Vietnam Wall from the Canadian veterans.
Wow.
So that'll be interesting.
I mean, from a particular post in Canada, say in Ontario, or do you
it
know?
It didn't say on their
application.
Really?
Okay.
But yeah, I just thought that was really neat.
So, a mobile
representation
of a memorial. Wow.
Yeah.
Look forward to that, Cheryl.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
That, of course, that's a flagship event on Saturday, but of course at 10 a.m. all the booths will be open for business. We'll be dunking people in front of the community center for a cause, and the entertainment tent will be busy with musicians are pretty much slotted throughout the day.
Yeah, that's the other thing I'd like to say is that we kind of are going back to using two stages this year.
You are.
So we're going to have entertainment downtown with all the vendors and things like that. And most of that are music performers.
Okay. And we have a second stage.
And then we're going to be using the band shell this year. And we will be having the ventriloquist will be down there at the band shell. And well, on Sunday, we're going to have a magician down there. And then the band, we're going to have a band Saturday evening for a couple hours. Not a street dance. It's just going to be there at the band shell. It's Cheap Tricks that we'll be playing.
We've had them in the studio. They've performed on our Beat Farm show. Yeah, that's going back a few years. Oh, nice. So that's kind of a more relaxed, informal stage area away from the bigger hubbub
by the depot. Yeah, most of that entertainment is going to take place after the parade. So the other stuff will go before, and then that stuff will be after. And then Sunday we have a full day of entertainment again.
Yeah, you could actually attend Heritage Days just to take in a kind of a smorgasbord of all the wonderful variety of local talent.
We really have done a great job. I'm just overwhelmed with the caliber of performers we have this year for Sunday.
Do you even have two or three act names that you recall?
Well, we have Jake Birdseye. Jake Birdseye used to be with Whiskey Trail at one point in time.
Okay.
He's a solo artist now, and he will be performing for 3 hours on Sunday.
Wow.
We also will have Kelvin Saleen, who is the magician that will be on the bandshell stage.
Right.
And then we have the McCullough brothers that they always close out the show on Heritage Days. That's kind of their little claim. They like to close it out, so we let them close out Heritage
Days. You mean Sunday afternoon, it's all about the brothers.
It's about the brothers. And prior to them is Ricky Sundstrom, country music.
Who might have some lineage with those other guys. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So those are the ones for Sunday.
Okay.
And we also have a honey tasting that's going to be going on at the band shell on Sunday. So we have Little Waldo Farms that's going to be bringing
honey,
and we'll have a honey
different
tasting.
Vintages of honey from different, because they actually can select for specific blossoms even. In addition, everybody's heard of clover honey, but there's like basswood honey and buckwheat honey.
So it's quite, they should be pretty interesting, actually.
That is a real neat twist.
Forward. Yeah.
I like that.
It's different.
Yeah.
Again, we've been trying to build up Sunday because, you know, other than the vendors, it was like we didn't have a whole lot going on Sunday. You know, there were entertainers, but, you know, well, let's kind of pump up both places this year and see what we can do.
Well, you know, sometimes people have gone really hard at Heritage Days on Friday and Saturday, Cheryl. And some of us are of an age where we don't have a third day in us. But for you young upstarts, you can build up ahead of steam, and it'd be fun to have more folks in general, because it sometimes gets quiet on Sunday afternoon if people are trying to get out of town.
And I really, for the vendors, I really would like people to come down there, shop around on Sunday, and maybe it is a little quieter and you can see a few more things than at the vendors, and you don't have to battle the crowd.
Right, the things that you couldn't see over people's shoulders on Saturday are a lot easier to see.
Right, and of course, we only order blue skies, so the weather will be perfect for a parade on Saturday, and
like a baseball announcer who doesn't say that there's a no-hitter going, I didn't want to mention the fact that it is always a beautiful day
Parade
day.
The weekend is always beautiful. I mean, there's been a few little snafus every now and again, but
we've had a canopy blow away overnight at Radioland, and we learned our lesson about how heavy the weights have to be.
We warned people about that prior to setting up, you know. The winds are strong.
Nothing like going to your booth and finding a tarp over your equipment and no canopy in sight.
There were two of them on the railroad tracks last year.
Wow.
After setup.
Wow. Well, Cheryl, we've entertained ourselves talking about Heritage Days for over 25 minutes. Anything that you have to make sure people know about this July 6th through 9th. Anything else they need to know or would like to know would really make a difference?
I would like to thank all the businesses in town that put up with so much for us for this weekend. We strive to do the best we can and keep it as clean as we can. And I thank all the city workers, you know, that help us out throughout the weekend. And to my crew, that most people don't know that Heritage Days is run by four people. And it's myself, my daughter-in-law, and Bill and Ruth Raybould. So,
wow.
And Bill and Ruth run the car show, and then we take care of everything else. So sometimes we might seem a little stressed and frazzled, but we really love everybody.
You know, it kind of takes a village for all of the parts to be moving, but it does take people that know what all of those parts are and when they need to happen. So
yeah.
thank you for taking that on behalf of everybody. That when you're having a good time on Saturday, think of Cheryl. She'll probably be stressing about the parade right when you're
We'll have a good time.
Well, okay. I'll let you guys decide how to have a good time.
Right.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, well, it's always a delight, Cheryl, and it's always amazing to see that you're back for another year. I definitely applaud the effort, and we will see you there.
All right. I hope to see everybody there.
Thanks. And I went a long time without reminding folks that we've been speaking with Cheryl Sundstrom, who is the chair, the organizer of our Two Harbors Heritage Days. Thanks a lot for joining us again, Cheryl. Bye now.
Bye.
And this is Leo Bayview for KTWH.